You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Thank God it is Friday, and thank God for the bullish run we seem to be having this week. It's not been explosive, but certainly better than what we saw over the few weeks past. This is the 16th of November, a Friday. Let's find out what happened yesterday, and let's find out what we can expect from the markets today as we take a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh, and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A strong rally in the financials ensured a good close for the markets on Thursday, with the Nifty ending above 10,600. A strengthening rupee also boosted sentiment on Dalal Street, while investors shrugged off weak sentiment coming in from lower crude oil prices. The index failed to surpass previous day's highs, that is 10,651, and consolidated for most part of the trading session, but closing above 10,600 indicated that it could rally further in the coming session, according to experts. The Nifty, after opening flat, gained momentum to surpass 10,600 in morning itself, followed by small corrections to hit the day's low of 10,557.5. The index gradually gained strength again in the late morning deals and touched a day's high of 10,646.5 in the afternoon. It closed about 40.4 points higher at 10,616.7. Mazhar Mohammed, Chief Strategist, Technical Research and Trading Advisory, ChartView India, told Money Control, and I quote, "The key takeaway from Thursday's session can be a closure of Nifty 50 above psychologically important resistance level of 10,600 for the first time in this entire consolidation phase. Hence, a follow-through buying in the next session can result in a much-awaited breakout above the 10,650 levels," unquote. And where are we expecting the big news to come in from? Well, we're at the fag end of an earnings season, but there are a few names that are yet to declare their September quarter results. Supreme Infrastructure and Tourism Finance Corporations are the names that will be announcing their numbers. Investors will keep an eye on the movement of the Indian rupee as well, so that's another piece of big news that we'll be following. The currency has managed to strengthen past the 72 mark per US dollar. Along with that, crude prices being in a bearish zone as Iran has continued to supply oil to eight nations will be among those stories that we'll be following over the course of today. On to the technical view and what we're able to see there. Nifty has formed a small bullish candle kind of pattern on the charts. The index failed to surpass the previous day highs of 10,651 and consolidated for the most part of the trading session, but closing above 10,600, like I said earlier, indicates that it could rally further in the coming session, according to experts. The index is to continue to hold above the 10,550 zones to witness an up move towards 10,650 and then on to 10,750 zones, while on the downside, supports exist at 10,500 and then 10,450. Maximum call OI today, 11,000, 10,800, followed by 10,700. Maximum put OI, 10,200, 10,500, followed by 10,400. Some stocks in the news. Bank of Baroda. The board has approved an issue of Tier 2 capital bonds for up to 1,500 crore rupees. ILNFS. The company was unable to service obligations on interest of 4.7 crore rupees due on NCDs, that is non-convertible debentures. ITC is in the news. It looks to expand its food portfolio to boost its turnover. And Reliance Infrastructure quarter 2 net profit slips 49% to 277 crore rupees. So these will also be some stocks that we'll be keeping an eye on during the course of today. And finally, we spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, and this is what he has to recommend about some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all buy calls from him today. Maruti Suzuki with a buy call, target of 7,950 rupees, 7,950. Stop loss, 7,250, 7,250 for return of 6.5%. Then we have Nestle India with a buy call as well, target of 11,170 rupees, stop loss, 10,075, return of 7%. And Titan with a rating of buy, target of 1,005 rupees, stop loss, 879 rupees. For return of 9%. Maruti Suzuki, Nestle, and Titan, all with buy calls from IIFL. Well, the 16th of November happens to be the birth anniversary of a Nobel Prize winning writer, Jose Saramago, one of the great writers who wrote that extraordinary novel, Blindness. And one line from Blindness comes to my mind when I think of him. I don't think we did go blind. I think we are blind. Blind but seeing. Blind people who can see but do not see. Explains a lot of the people and a lot of the things that are happening in this country and the world. Until the next time I see you, which is going to be in the evening, with an evening walk down Dalal Street, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.